a bright idea. In addition to the drawings and ceramics that were co-inspired across Henna and Gabby's practices, they had the idea to combine their work by making a collaborative lamp. Gabby made the ceramic base and Henna painted the lampshade. In keeping with the ping pong style, Henna provided ideas for Gabby's sculptural base and Gabby gave feedback on his preparatory drawings for the lampshade. From top left, DADAA's Sally Renshaw, Henna Dupries, Art et al. Co-founder Lisa Slominski, Gabby Deutsch. Gabby is showing examples of lampshades over Zoom to decide which shape and size will work with the base. Gabby's unfired ceramic base in progress in her studio with a sample lampshade on top. From left, Henna Dupries, Sally Renshaw and Gabby Deutsch. Sally and Henna are sharing over Zoom the chosen lampshade that just arrived and is ready to be painted by Henna. Henna painting his lampshade in the studio at Dada. Henna made several preliminary sketch ideas for his lampshade painting. He shared this with Gabby, who chose the above sketches as some of her favorite, though encouraged Henna to follow his instincts on the final designs. Click on each image above for a larger view. Caption details appear when you hover over the image. Creative outcomes. Click on each image above for a larger view. Caption details appear when you hover over the image. Artists' responses. Henna said of the collaboration. The collaboration was a joy. I liked the to and fro. Reminded me of working with Danny Kehu years ago. It was a chance to see more variations of the design cosmos, cosmic surrealism. Gabby said of the collaboration. The collaboration with Henna was inspiring and pushed me to find new forms. It was great to see how the dimensions moved back and forth from 2D to 3D in this dialogue. With Henna and Gabby on opposite sides of the world, the collaborative lampshade will only physically come together in June 2024 for an Art et al. Exhibition being held at Res Artist Project Space in Melbourne. Images and exhibition details coming soon.